Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
IT giant Microsoft is to invest an additional 5.4 billion rand in South Africa to expand its cloud and artificial intelligence capacity. The pledge adds to the 20.4 billion Microsoft has already invested in the country. The company says the money will pay for 50,000 young people's certification exams in digital skills over the next 12 months to help foster innovation, economic growth and workforce development. Microsoft already has data centers in Johannesburg and Cape Town and has announced it plans to build new capacity in Centurion in Gauteng. An American company investing in South Africa, but the U.S. government's heading the other way. Along with all the U.S. aid cuts we already know about, it's been confirmed it's pulled out of the climate financing pact. This is the so-called JETP package, which would have seen the U.S. support South Africa's just energy transition with a $1 billion commercial loan and $56 million in grants as we move away from coal to clean energy. However, the remaining partners, including the U.K. and various members of the EU, say they remain committed. The country's current account deficit has shrunk by more than expected in the fourth quarter of last year, aided by an improvement in the trade surplus. In other words, we exported more than was expected. The gap on the current account, which is the broadest measure of trade in goods and services, narrowed to just 0.4% of GDP, or 31.6 billion rand, from a revised 0.8%, or 55.6 billion in the third quarter. And that gives us a gap of 0.6% for the year, 44.5 billion, compared with 1.6% of GDP in 2023. On the markets, something of a bounce for the JSE, the All Share ending up 0.6% last evening, 88,260, the top 40 up slightly more, 0.7%. In London, the FTSE down 0.8%, while on Wall Street, a note of panic's creeping in. They're using the R word, recession. The Dow closed last evening down 1%, the S&P 500 down 1.8%, the NASDAQ down 2.6%. The NASDAQ is now in correction, i.e. down 10% from a recent high. Investors are starting to be spooked by Trump 2.0's trade wars and massive Elon Musk-driven job cuts. Tokyo this morning down nearly 2%, Hong Kong up 0.3%, Sydney down 1.6%. The dollar also now down 1.08 against the euro. That's helping the rand, which is at its best level against the greenback in a while, 18.14. No such gains against the other majors, though. 19.61 to the euro, 23.38 to sterling. Gold at 2,905, platinum 970, Bitcoin just under 87,000, Brent crude oil just over $69.60 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.